This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on December the 4th of the year 2023. The name of the patient is James Schneider. The spelling of Schneider, S-C like in Charlie, H like in hotel, N like in November, A, E like in echo, I, D like in Delta, E, R like in Roger, Schneider, James. 75-year-old, white male, that is following the practice because of a nephrotic syndrome associated to diabetic nephropathy. He is CKD stage 4. He maintains a serum creatinine of 2.69 and a BUN of 40. And this was in the first encounter. We had a albumin creatinine ratio that was close to 1,000, and the proteinuria has been between 2.5 and 3.2 grams per gram of creatinine. The patient was started on Farxiga, and this is a diabetic patient that has a retinopathy, mild, but has a significant coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass. The patient has been following the instructions, has changed his lifestyle, has controlled the blood sugar, has lost 20 pounds. Today, in their most recent laboratory workup that was done on November the 30th of 2023, the serum creatinine is down to 1.9. The estimated GFR increased to 36 in the presence of a blood sugar that is under control. The fasting that day was 154. The BUN is 30. The potassium is 4.8. Knowing the severity of this nephrotic syndrome and the proteinuria, and knowing that the proteinuria remains the last protein creatinine ratio that we have that was also on the 30th, shows a 2,500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. For that reason, I am going to attempt the use of finerenone 5 milligrams at night. And I will monitor the proteinuria. I will monitor the potassium in 1 week. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The most recent lab, also on the 30th of November, was with the hemoglobin A1C that came down from 9.2 to 7.5.
Okay, you're welcome.
Following number vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass done in 2019. His ejection fraction is compromised, and he is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Bandari. B like in boy, A like H like in hotel, A like in alpha, N like in November, D like in delta, A like in alpha, R like in Roger, E like in echo. Following number, the patient has a lipid profile that in September 28 of 2023, the cholesterol was 236, LDL 146, and HDL 61. The patient is supposed to be taking simvastatin 40 milligrams once a day. We are going to reevaluate this lipid profile now that the patient has changed the eating habits. We gave instructions of the side effects of the Kerendia, and we are going to do a BMP on the 14th of December, and we are going to call the patient to give further instructions. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested in the lab 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.